Early in the morning of Sunday, February the 9th, I woke up with nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, and about the only good thing that you can say about it was that at least I was being sick on my own time, at least for one day, because Sunday is pretty much of a day off. Lyndon, bless his heart, very faithfully went off for the 9 o'clock service at St. Barnabas, taking with him the MacGeorge Bundys to see my own charming little church. But I didn't have either the spirit or the strength to go. I certainly did welcome the kind presence of Dr. Berkeley all morning long with this and that bit of help. At 1:30, I dragged myself together, and we left for Austin. I waited at the fifth floor while Lyndon went to see all the kinfolks at the Kellum home. And then at 3 o'clock, I arrived at Sherman Birdbull's funeral home for the service, where we sat with the family in the little back parlor, nobody else except John and Nellie and the family and the Walter Jenkins. I had the feeling that the funeral had been practically prepared, certainly collaborated on by Jesse, because it told about the time that he and Louise met at the railroad station when he was the newly appointed coach at Lufkin and she was leaving to go off to college at Randolph-Macon. It was the sort of service that, although brief, had a good deal of personal goodbye in it, something of the life of the woman to whom we were saying our last farewell. And I think I see the handiwork of her husband throughout. Feeling very weak and wan, I managed to last through it, get in the car, go to the cemetery, and then quickly to the plane, where I was glad to let everybody else, people that I would have particularly enjoyed being with most of the time, such as the MacGeorge Bundys, the Leonard Marks, the Walter Jenkins. But I left them to their own devices and their own good conversation and reading while I lay down and just simply slept my way to Washington.